Blog Talk Radio.
Be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth Block Talk Radio. On the Trust in God Network. You know, those two intros, you know, keep you humble. You know, it just really keeps you humble. You know, Larry Hart is the greatest black sportscast in the history of New York City radio. Makes him the greatest of all time. Now with ESPN. Jackie Robinson of ESPN Radio. You know, you listen to those words, man. And Mel Cosell, Little Rooney, Smith Jr. Stir destroys his drink. He coined the phrase, Sports In Depth Nation. When he's passed on a few years now, integral part of the show, our history, our lives. Well, man, it's remarkable. I remember in the military, and I was contemplating buying a camera or getting a video recording. And speaking to one of the civilians that worked there, that I worked around civilians up in Plattsburgh, and he said, well, you know, you can get a lot of cameras, but to be able to record something and have it for longevity, in the wake of situations, you could go back on people passing. And this is what we think Big C, who really had a lot of love for Charlie, head engineer and recording maven, for putting that together for us and doing every show. It's a Sunday. So watching them, I always play some Imagine because I like the fact that it's a moxie arm, a double-edged sword. Because here in New York City, when it's cold, you wish it was summer. And when it's summer, it's summer. It's been hot. You're soaking, as Murray Carey once said back in the day. And it reminds me so much, and I have Randy Nutella with me today. He's going to be a guest. He understands the affection, adulation, and the thirst for Fortaleza. 6 hours of sun, 6 hours a day, 88 to maybe high every day with no humidity, beaches everywhere if you like it. It's a different climate of people. I say people of other countries have a high respect for family, a higher respect for Sunday. Today's show is Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in Brazil and in New York and the world. But more importantly, it's a salute to the father fathers. Too often we've gotten away from what Sunday's about. Too often we've gotten away from the importance of putting God first. And, you know, God is in control. God has a plan here. Steps of the righteous man are ordered, and certain things happen. And I met Martin He kept telling me about his friend Randy. Randy called me. Randy invited me to a Zoom church service. Talk about that. He said, you know what? We're going to call this to the Master. As every fiber of your life should be, every minute should be, every second. And, yeah, you know, we can do that today. Randy on, talk about the church. I like some things that happened, too, with the his sermon today. He invited me, you know, to listen in. Zoomed in. Like some things that were said by members of the congregation. Like some of the questions that were asked. I like the mindset. I like the whole mindset of that. And looking here now, I want to open up today. I can find ahead. Charlie, do this for me. Sometimes, man, my board goes crazy. I don't know why. But I have in my collage a horde of different pictures. And we will discuss the board for you. Andy's there. We mentioned the church. Sam Cook is there. A horde of great fathers. And we open usually Layla Hathaway, Kurt Whelan, what I do, but we're going to open again this Sunday with Sam Cooke and that great song of Faith and Adulation and Trust in God. Sam Cooke, who was the greatest male gospel singer, one of the greatest R&B singers, he was the conduit to R&B artists going to rock and roll. Sam Cooke, one of his legendary songs, Touch the Hem of His Garment.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. Stood there crying,
Sam Cooke, the legendary, late great Sam Cooke. Touch the hem of his garment. Now, as we always do, opening up with prayer, and we're going to be led in prayer by Dear Lord, by John Coltrane, just covered by Miles Dewey Davis. Quick prayer, and a couple quick sayings that were sent me today. Doc Stanley, sports at Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you for last night's lying down. This morning, get it up. As my mother always added, clothed in our right mind. Thank you, Lord, for food on the table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. We thank you for a debt that was paid that wasn't made a long time ago. So-called Calvary. And we just ask this in all honors of the name of your darling son, our Lord and Savior. I also add, Ingrid always sends me different things. I will not be shaken. God is my strength. He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my savior. There is nothing my God cannot do. Amen. Sister Teresa sent me a great one today. I love to pray like you expect something to happen. James 5th chapter, verse. And I always get taken back by Psalms when David asks, you know, what is man? God is mindful of him, and that the Son of Man talks to him. Oh. Another song today I'm going to dedicate to God, and another Sam Cooke one. I have Randy join us. Sam Cooke describing God, I think the way we all see him. Man cannot find the words to describe or adulation, but Sam Cooke says it just about pretty good for us today. Once again, the late, great Sam Cooke.
Wonderful God, so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know he. My Father, come down and make a way. And oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And he's a yes, he is. And I know the man is wonderful. Just he is. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And I love God. He's so wonderful.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Feliz Dias do Pais for me, amigos, irmãs in Brazil. Other day, I was talking to Chiquino, my afiado, who befriended me when I first came to Brazil, wound up being the best man at his wedding, and also the godfather to his daughter, and he mentioned that because I had learned years ago that Mother's Day is celebrated in Brazil like we do here. A lot of places in the world do, and some places don't. But Father's Day is the second Sunday in August. And he mentioned that, and I said, wow, you know, it hit me, so I wanted to I just thought about that, and then it led me into the fact, let's forget about sports. Randy called me, invited me into a Zoom, which is, you know, remarkable things, and heard him give a sermon today. Got a chance to listen to some other people. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to do the show today to the Father of Fathers. At the same time, we want to keep Desio and Evil in prayer. Evil just lost his brother a couple of weeks ago to the virus. Desio, this week, losing his beloved mother. And we have in our collage, as I have my photos in, I try to give you up to date. Randy's in there, my brother James, as I put a host of great fathers. And my brother's a great father. Sam Cook is there, who's a great father. The three great outfielders, Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, Hank Aaron. Clemente has a great line, "I am my brother's keeper." And it's dovetailed by the late Nelson Mandela, "And my brothers come in all colors." Obama's there. What a great dad he's been. Muhammad Ali. I remember I did a show, the late, great Bob Slade, and when we did a update version of it, he had his daughters in there, and they talked about what a great father he was, how he made sure that they all knew who their sisters were, despite the fact that they had different mothers. And you always show that in pictures of Ali. Roy Rogers and Willie Mays are in our collage. Real Mr. Rogers, Roy adopted a lot of kids. And the same thing with Willie. Willie adopted his son, Michael, who we've got a chance to have on the show and talk to many times. You know, and I've got just the whole Marion Boykin, greatest boxing show in the history of sports. And he's there with a picture of Ali. I'm going to go through the rest of the collage, too. But if those are names, those are faces you probably wouldn't know. You know, I said, why there? Because they're great fathers. It's Father's Day. And we want to salute fathers. There are some ladies, you know, people talk so much about the mothers that were fathers. But what about the fathers that were mothers? You know, Hugh Powell, one of the guys. Yeah, Father's Day was started under a daughter pushing the fact that what a great dual parent her father was after the passing of her beloved mother. Or maybe her mother left. Anyway, they fill both shoes. The people have a propensity to always talk about the one home parent and not talk about that one home parent being a father. So there's a couple of pictures I have. I don't have Gilberto. Gail Sayers is there. Why Gail Sayers? Gail Sayers wrote a book that I'll never forget. God is first. My family and friends are second. I am third. But, hey, God first. Greatest halfback in the history of football, bar none. You know, Jim Brown, the greatest fullback. And Gail Sayers, the greatest halfback. And he's part of our collage. As I told you, I have a picture there with, I think a Pelé in there too. But we've had, and mainly it was just the rest of biblical quotations. The great prayer, God is love. It seems they, Randy, glad to have you with us, that you know, what I liked about the service, and Randy talked about basically the race, and the three things that I hyphened from it was, and Randy said, you know, there comes a point where you need to focus on something to get you through. You need to focus on something to jump into that reserve. You need to focus on something to keep you focused on getting to the finish line. And it came out to be, who else? But Jesus. That was the focus. And then he talked about how he was boosted because there were people there cheering him on, saluting him. And there was a guy in a bike that came up and stopped and just talked for a brief amount of time, but it was enough time to help Randy recharge his batteries, help Randy realize that he's not in this alone, help Randy to know, hey, you can make it. And then he talked about, and to show you the kind of guy he is, and Martin talked about that before he even met him, you know, when Randy got to the end of the finish line, he grabbed a little something, and he got out there, and he cheered the others coming in. And that's a remarkable thing. Right? And it reminds me of the great line, Muhammad Ali, Dr. King, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, the way he stands in times of trial, challenge and controversy. And Randy, thanks for joining us. You really, I really enjoyed your service, and you inspired me to do just a show. Since they're talking about fathers, about the father of fathers, but I liked the members of your congregation too. There was some, I know the thing I liked too, Randy, was the focus on God. They weren't concerned about restaurants opening. They weren't concerned about traveling. Okay, they understood the pandemic, but everything was. There's one guy talked about helping, and they said, "Oh, I didn't know the lady, but no, she needed help," you know. And I had the name of some of the people I'm going to mention, but I just like the reinforcement of what you were saying, the addition of what you were saying, but everything stayed Christ-centered. And I remember Muhammad Ali, the third Kenny Norton fight, and there was a rumor that Ali's jaw had been broken, and he came down to the press conference, and he said two things that stayed with me profoundly. One was that I wouldn't have done this for anybody else but John Condon. John Condon was my godfather of sports. He's the one that told the people at Madison Garden, there's a nuke, got him, Mel Stanley, take care of him. And his godfather, my daughter, Dimity. And the other thing that Ali said is more profound, he said, in America, he said, you know, me and Kenny are going to be in the front page of all the papers around the country, around the world. He said, there's a couple who's in a car accident on the way up, and you'll probably see a small portion of that somewhere, if all. He said, the problem with America, he said, you know, sports is a religion in America. And me and Randy talked about that last night, how, you know, they'll fill up $8,000 stadium, and you can get maybe, you know, some of the churches not even full anymore. And the lady talked today, too, what I like, Randy, was she was concerned about getting back. One person was concerned about getting back into the congregation church-wise, and the other lady was concerned about, you know, and you too, I think, hyphen on what do you do outside the church? I think too many people, we should say, their whole premise of Christ is, and the religion is, you know, on a Sunday. And I think one of the things that stood in my mind was one lady said, well, she wanted to get the congregation back together, but we have to remember that great biblical term that you have to be as gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent. And it took me a lot of time, Randy, to find out why he said serpent. And why it's serpent, because the serpent was the most intelligent animal on the earth. And it was the serpent, the smartest animal at the time, that was the animal that deceived Eve. And the validation of people who want to believe of such, you know, serpents have legs. They don't have legs anymore. And just a lot of positive. Randy, come on in, Randy. Let's talk. You hear me? You babbling on? What you got to say, Randy?
Hi. Just thank you for calling. Thank you for letting me come on the show. Yeah, I'm. I gave the sermon this morning at a relatively small church down in Homestead, Florida, the last city before you go down into the Keys, Homestead Mennonite Church. And one of the things I talked about is having been once running in the Orange Bowl Marathon. We went from North Miami all the way down to Coconut Grove, south of Miami, along the coast. It was a wonderful experience. And there's a lot of relationships between that and the kind of Christian life that we live. If you remember, a marathon is like 26 miles. And so if you went from North Miami all the way down past Miami, down into Coconut Grove, that's about 20 miles. And we ran past there, and then we came back. But every runner will tell you about hitting a wall, that your body has about enough energy to run 20 miles, but all of a sudden you've run out of energy, and you can't hardly go anymore. And, you know, every runner will tell you that the halfway point in life, at the halfway point in a marathon is 20 miles. It's not 13, it's 20. So at a certain point, you're just going to run out of gas, and the only way you're going to finish is basically by sucking it up, gutting it out, getting to the end. And I just related my reaction here. It's like the Christian life. You know, sometimes there's a lot of emotion, sometimes there's a lot of good things happening, and sometimes you hit the wall, and sometimes you can't go any farther, and sometimes it's really tough. And we talked that there's a certain point of that in our church at this point. And the reality is that God is on our side, and he says, consider Jesus. He's got the in Hebrews 12, he talks about having the race laid out for us. Run this race because Jesus has run it before. Now, there's a strategy when you run a race. You kind of pick out somebody that runs faster than you, and you just keep him in front of you, and you try to stay with him, and maybe he gets a little, maybe just try to not let him get any further away from you. So we in our Christian lives, we can look at Jesus and just try to keep him in sight and keep him within, you know, keep in touch with him. He's run that race already, and we can run that race as well. We talked about, I think you guys know this. The pandemic is all over the United States. Definitely Florida is a hot spot, and a hot spot of Florida is Miami, and we're right in the middle of it. And we as a church, we cannot be afraid. We have to trust the Lord, and we have to serve our fellow man. We have to get out there and love. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they will glorify your Father in heaven. be able to see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He said to be a light in the world and a city on the hill. And that's what we got to be. That's what we got to be. And that's what we talked about this morning. And in all of the things that we do, in all the areas that we go, just try to be a light in the world. And the world is dark right now, and there's a lot of darkness in the world. But we believers in Jesus Christ can be light. And again, this is just the things we talked about this morning. We're a small church of believers. We're a Mennonite of all people. And yet we believe that God's going to do great things in just our city. And he's going to use us. And he's going to rebuild our church. But not rebuild our church as membership, but rebuild our church because we serve the Lord. So thank you. I just appreciate the chance to talk this morning or this afternoon, Doc. Thank you so much.
Well, I mean, it's great to have you. We also have in our collage Jackie Robinson. I remember his daughter talked about how Jackie, when the pond would freeze, he would take a baseball bat to go out there and check and make sure it was safe for the kids. She said even though he couldn't swim. And then we also have really Big Daddy Bo. Anybody with the name of Big Daddy should be seen here this week. Big Daddy, really Big Daddy Bo is one of five heavyweight champions to come from Brooklyn, New York. First champion was Floyd Patterson. Then you had Mike Tyson, who supplanted Floyd Patterson as the youngest man ever to win heavyweight champion of the world. Before Tyson became heavyweight champion, there was Tim Witherspoon. Okay, and then Tyson became heavyweight champion of the world. Then Big Daddy Bo became heavyweight champion of the world. And then Shannon Briggs, who at one time was the last American and the last black heavyweight champion we had for a while until Klitschko came along. So you had the six champions. You also had Mark Breland, the greatest amateur boxer, welterweight and the middleweight champ. Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, who became the light heavyweight champ and the famous second baseman for the Yankees. Voted the greatest second baseman in the history of the Yankees, Willie Randolph, great basketball players, Lloyd Free, World Be Free, World Be Change His Name, Fly Williams, and Lewis Hart, the hoopster. So, yeah, it's Sunday, and we've got can you explain more about the religion, the Mennonites, for our listeners here who are not, as Mooney would say, initiated?
Okay. Way back in the 1500s, there was the Catholic Church. And Martin Luther up in Germany, he broke away from the Catholic Church and essentially over some theological issues and started essentially the Lutheran Church. And then the Church of England started in England, and they broke away from the Catholic Church. So you had these reformed, Protestant churches. You had this other group, but most of those churches were like state churches, if you will. But then there were people that were in the middle, sort of, that we believed that believers should be baptized. You shouldn't baptize infants. And we were a people of, and the people of peace. They were called the Anabaptists, the again baptizers. Because in those days, they would sprinkle all the kids when they were babies. So we were the again baptizers. Now, they also believed that Jesus called us to a life of peace and service. Not a life of war and military. And they refused, many of the original Anabaptists refused to serve in the military and were persecuted from that. So they were around Holland and Germany and Switzerland and in those places, and then gradually moved.
Randy, give me just a second, Randy. Doc Stanley Sports and Depth. I tell you this, my listeners out there, that with the intellect of the Sports and Depth posse, and I guess like this, Sports and Depth turns the world into, and you hear and learn things here you never hear anyplace else, as we knew here. Obama had got it, and here, once again, here's Randy enlightening us. The education continues. Randy, continue, please. Thank you.
Okay. So then they were just a group throughout Europe, often into the Ukraine. They were terribly persecuted in World War II because, you know, the Germans swept east, and then the Russians swept west, and this kind of thing. Many of them came to the United States, and over many years, they became the Quakers, the Mennonites, the River Brethren. You know those people out in like Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Well, obviously, we're not like that, but we have very much many of those kind of beliefs. And peace and service, we believe specifically that we are citizens of another kingdom. We're citizens of the Holy Kingdom. And we are, you know, in a second place, we're Americans, and in third place, like Democrats or Republicans. But very much, we serve our King Jesus. And that's what's important to us. We vote, obviously. We participate in politics and all this kind of stuff. But we recognize that we are followers of Jesus. And that's what's important. The church is important, the fellowship is important, but to be followers of Jesus. There are more Mennonites. This would be interesting for you. There are more Mennonites in Ethiopia than anywhere in the world. And this is a cool story. They had a civil war, and there were some Mennonite missionaries. And Ethiopia was closed because of the civil war for almost 20 years. And yet the people responded, not to Mennonitism, that's not the point, but to belief in Jesus, that when Ethiopia was opened up, there were 5 million Mennonites, people attending Mennonite churches in Ethiopia. The church grew in the persecution. I heard another story from my Brazilian friends about what happened in Angola. There were Portuguese Angolans who came up to Fortaleza, and that country went through a terrible civil war. Again, the borders were closed, and pretty much people couldn't go in and hear anything. The country changed from being basically Catholic and animist, you know, African religions, to becoming an evangelical Christian country as a result of people responding to this terrible war. We are now in the midst of this virus thing, and this virus thing is so confusing at times because we don't know where to go and how to act and where it's going to end and where and what to do. And I'm sure in your show you've dealt with these kinds of things. But we know that God is in control. And we know that God will take us where he wants us to go. And we just want to serve him. And I say we, I don't mean just my church. I mean the believers, the followers of Jesus.
The believers, yeah. You're talking about the family.
Yeah. Yeah, the family. You're right. Absolutely. And we, as believers, you know, there's a passage in the Old Testament where Solomon, he built the temple. He built the temple, and then he dedicated the temple, and then God came back to him invisibly and to his prayer of dedication. And he said, you know, if you're going to stray, this is what I want you to do. And he said, if my people who are called by my name,
mm-hmm.
will humble themselves and seek my face, I will come to them and I will heal their land. Now, that was the nation of Israel, but that principle, I believe, still exists. The believer, the Jesus follower, believing people, Jews, Christians in this country, if we humble ourselves, repent, seek his face, we can help heal our land. And the coolest thing is that, you know, when there was a plague or there was a drought or whatever it was that was affecting Israel, and the Israelites did this and God healed them, you know, when it rained on the Israelites, it rained on the people next door, and it rained on the ones on the east and the west and the north and the south. So they had a beneficial effect greater than just their community or their country. We believing people have a huge responsibility to turn to the Lord and seek his face. And repent of our what's going on in our lives, do that, he will heal our land. And I'm seeing people begin to catch that. That what's going on now is not just a scientific problem, it's not just a political problem, it's a spiritual problem. And I had a Jewish woman last week that I was talking to, and she said, you know, I think God's trying to get our attention. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God's trying to get our attention. Doc, he's trying to get our attention.
Well, you know, if nobody or nothing else, we should be more attentive to than God. And I think our society has gotten away with so many diversions or other aspects that are important. And, you know, the great line, you know, at the when he first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and everything else will come into place. And I read this line years ago. And then I heard Beyonce say it, and you just said it too, you know, God's got a plan and God's in control. You know, we have to understand that, you know, we need God. God doesn't need us. You know, God made the world. God made us. And but one of the highlights of my life was met a young lady in Brazil, Lenny or Lenny, and she told me something one time. She said, "You know, Stanley, you helped me come to God." And that's the thing that is life is. We've got away from what life is about. Life is about God first and doing God's work. And that's
Amen.
That's just it. You know, and when, you know, when she said that, because you understand, you know, we're blessed because God chooses us. We don't choose him. And you know, we don't know why he picked us, but if there's any club you want to be in, that's that club. I want to take a minute, too, because I like some of the callers that called in. And anybody else here wants to call in today or in the future, 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373. Len, I called the angel of my late dear friend Leroy Neiman, who gave me a great honor, and he said, "Hey, you man of the cloth, huh?" And she said, "Sometimes I talk too fast." But, you know, I was this morning because I had set up to listen to the sermon, and I'm glad my cousins and my sister about 2 months ago alerted me to the to Zoom. But, you know, Emma talked today, and you had Rick and Debbie, and, you know, two names I couldn't forget because they're so basically easy in American, Dick and Mary. You know, you had Pat, you had the Taylors. You know, Fred Lee was there talking about the assistance that he gave to a lady. It was just the thing that I really just liked. It was that it was just the concern was all about God. The concern was all about doing Christ-like things. The concern was all about the church, and our society has gotten away from that. And that's one of the things Randy, I like about Brazil. Is their number one, Sunday is God's day, and love for God and family. You know, it's sad in our society today that people are talking about a father has to call his son to come down to dinner on his cell phone. You know, it's sad and touching, in the words of the great Harold Weston would say. And well, you know how I feel about Brazil. Like I said, out of the cities I've been to, it's the one I like the best. But what I'm going to traveling to, Italy, traveling to Venezuela, DR, Spain, I just like the reverence, Randy, that Sunday is given, that no longer given here. I was walking along the street a month or so ago, and it hit me. I said, "Wow, this is Sunday. Randy, the barber shop is open on Sunday. The pharmacy is open on Sunday," and I can remotely understand that, but the liquor store was open on Sunday, Randy, on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, we have, well, big Walmart here, Superstore is 24/7. I want to bring up something about our friend Martin down in Brazil.
It's how the good Lord works, where, you know, now I met Martin briefly. Hit me on WhatsApp, continue to talk, and then he's talking about this guy named Randy, and that's you. So now let's talk about Martin. Go ahead, Randy.
Okay, Martin lived in Brazil for like some 15 years or something like this, and he sold real estate. And he actually contracted a cancer down there. He's an American citizen living down there. Almost died. Now, before that, he was a pretty wild and crazy guy. But I believe he met God in the course of being healed from that cancer. And he sent me a video. I sent him a little donation because what he's doing, he's trying to set up a mask business for Brazil so that people can wear masks, right? So he's making masks and selling them. And he sent me a little video about going down the street and in Jesus' name handing out masks to street people. And it just blew me away. God's working in Martin's heart.
Oh, that's the only place you need to be working. And again, Randy, we're talking about the obstacles or the so-called necessities that are portrayed as needed. I remember I read it in one of my Daily Words or Daily Bread where someone's walking through a mall, and as he walked through it, he said he looked back and realized all the things he didn't need. The one time he thought he needed. I remember the great Dr. J, Jerry Serving, Adreno, my first two kids, and Charles Barkley talked about was coming, a little Brazilian music background, as we have a picture too of Evo Guillermo and his lovely wife, I call her Daisy, but Monica. We once again send our prayers out to him. And Desio with a picture of him, his uncle, and his late mother. Mother passed away this week, but this is a birthday photo they took back in March. Keeping him in our prayers and saluting him too, his great fathers.
Yes, yes.
And a little music. And, you know, it's what life is about. And it's the distractions that can get in your way, can get you a call. But yeah, the thing that we talked about this too last night, Doc Stanley exposing to Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. It's a salute to the Father of Fathers, the one and only Father God, and to all the fathers in Brazil, Chiquinho, Alameda, my Padrino, my Afiado, Deixo Cotomacho, Evo Mello. I want to go also to the great Bill Calhoun. Bill sent me a very personal message. I thought I was going to surprise him by sending him a Father's Day message and figuring, you know, he wouldn't think that I knew today was Father's Day, you know. So I said, I'll get up because I wanted to get up. Make sure I got to cut your sermon today. So what I was going to say, well, I'll get up about I got to catch a sermon at, I get about 8:39 before I do the sermon. What I'll do is I'll send a Father's Day greeting to Bill. And so I get up, and I'm looking at my phone, and Bill has sent me a Father's Day greeting. And it's 7 in the morning, which is 8-something. And I'm just taken back by his display of love and admiration. And I want to read it here. My brother, happy Father's Day to you. May you be blessed with good health, prosperity, wonderful children, and long life. I'm happy to be your friend and brother. Many blessings for you. And I say that back to him and all the other Brazilian fathers, Chiquinho, Desio. Randy, are you a father, Randy?
Yep, I got two kids. Yeah, I live with my son here.
Well, then it goes to you too. Happy Father's Day. Feliz Dia de Pais.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. You know, a guy like me and you, when we were in Brazil and we're there, we got a pretty good deal because we get two Father's Days out of the deal. You know what I mean?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
my
daughter sent me
a
card one time.
Valentine's Day. But anyway,
yeah. That's right. We got two Valentine's Days. My daughter's. Right.
Family is so important in Brazil. It's what a wonderful place. Family.
I just love that, and I captured the family, Sunday, friends, getting your rest. God, it just is one of the things that just wow. And then one time that was here. I was a youth. You know, Sunday you didn't do anything on Sunday. Everything was closed on Sunday. You went to church. My mother talked about my beloved mother. I have my picture too of my beloved father, James Arthur Stanley Jr., with my beloved mother, Vivian. Photo of them here. And my mother talked about, you know, Sunday you went to church and then you either went to visit family or family came to visit you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just different now. It's but like I said, and we said earlier, God's in control and God's got a plan. So it works out. And, you know, you're talking about Martin, and you do see the changes that come about, and you do see, there's a saying, Oriental saying that, if you tell us, you know, if you want to see vanity in how you look, you use a mirror. But if you want to see the makings of a person, you give them alcohol. And they've also said that the person that's drunk is a real person. That's the personality. That's the real person that's submerged inside that body. And, you know, there are people that, you know, a couple of drinks, they're just a different person. But you talked about that last night, and there's a big sense of pride and happiness. And I think the Bible says, you know, angels rejoice, you know, when a sinner is saved. And the thing that I like about
after that all happened, how happy that made, Martin, that he went out and used part of what his company was, you know, was doing these masks, and he gave away a portion of them to people on the street. He was blessed. That blessed him.
Well, yeah, yeah,
you know?
I mean, Dr. King's too, his greatest saying, life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Ali.
Yeah.
Service to others is what you pay for your room here on earth. Okay, and Roberto Clemente has two great ones. I am my brother's keeper. And the great Clemente, greatest right fielder in the history of baseball, said, and he's in the picture, him, Willie, and Hank Aaron, three great fathers, three great players, greatest outfielder of all time, bar none. Left field, Hank Aaron, center field, Willie Mays, right field, Roberto Clemente. Now, you can have anybody else you want. You ain't beating that team. And another thing that Roberto had said
is that when you
have an opportunity to help somebody and you don't do it, you're just wasting your time here on earth. Go ahead, Randy, what do you got for us?
Well, just, I'm just challenged by what we've got going forward. The tendency, and it's to shrink back, stay in your house, you know, don't do anything. You got a phone, you could pick it up. You can make a phone call to somebody and encourage them, just like that guy when he's riding his bicycle next to me when I was running. Have a 3-minute conversation with somebody and encourage them. It's amazing the amount of good you can do just with the phone or just with some of the social media and that kind of stuff. You can use that stuff for good. And I just don't shrink back. Get out there and do more. That's just what I got to say.
Well, I mean, the people are going to do that. Listen, it's Dr. Stanley Swartz of Blog Talk Radio and Trusted Guard. And there were Randy Nellatello is our special guest today. It was a tremendous sermon this morning about running the race and finishing the race. And I just thought, you know what? We're going to do a sports in-depth strictly saluting Father's Day for all the fathers in Brazil and here, but more importantly, the father fathers, Father God. And, you know, it's remarkable to me, and I've said this redundantly, Randy, how in this era of tremendous communication, how minimal it's used. You've got, back in the day, you had the telephone, you had the telegraph, and you had the letter. You didn't have call waiting, okay? Now you have call waiting, internet, you have the cell phone, you can text, you can call, you have the fax machine. And they talked about how great the first Ali Frazier fight was. Over 600 million people, I believe, watched that fight, and the simplicity of the connection of communication compared to now was just simply newspaper and telephone. But I've found today, and you tell me your response to this, that people communicate less now than ever before. It's just remarkable that I had a buddy of mine, because we have to be careful with the term friend. We have a propensity to throw it out there, as well as I love you. Larry Flint and the great Charles Barkley. Flint, the editor, publisher of Hustler magazine, Charles Barkley, one of the 50 greatest players in the history of basketball, one of the top 10 forwards, said, you know, and in our society, two of the most abused words is I love you and friend. And I had a friend, he told me that he just become a grandfather. And I got a gift for him. And when we spoke again, I left him messages and called him everything, and hired him from, it was 6 months later. I had another buddy of mine who I once told, a friend told me, his mother once told him, she has some close friends that she don't talk to for 2 or 3 months. How can you have a close friend, Randy, that you don't talk to for 2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
Again, you know, his wife said something on that, a good friend you can see and talk to every day. That's one of the things why kids want to go back to school. They want to be around their friends. You know, so Mr. Nellatello is a great math teacher, and Dr. Stanley is good, teaches English, but, you know, I want to be around Sonia and Francine and Randy and John, Larry, my friends again. Chat a little while. That's what you want to do, especially those who don't live in your neighborhood. That's what happens because you make the friends who live near the school or out of your neighborhood, so you enhance that relationship and also the education that it brings. But in today's society, Randy, people are just not communicating like they used to. And then they're like, you know, well, I'll call later. And the only guarantee on tomorrow is none.
Well, I tend to go back to Brazil frequently, and I can't I can't travel anywhere internationally at this point. Can't go to Europe, really can't go to Canada, you know. And I really do miss this. In my professional career, I flew on airplanes all the time, and now it's different. And thank God that we have things like social media, like Facebook, even like WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Like,
Zoom.
These sorts of things. like the Zoom, we can, yeah, that we can cross borders, and we can still sort of stay in touch with people. You gotta go reach out a little bit and do it. But I on a personal, my heart's in Brazil. I miss Brazil tremendously, but I can't go, and I probably won't be able to go till next year. And you know, you too. And that's just going to be the way it is. But we can stay. We can, if we reach out, we can stay in touch with important people, with the people
well,
that are special.
Well, aren't you a permanent resident now?
Yeah, I'm permanent resident down there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I always told my agent that we can go.
Yeah.
Well, I think the ban has been lifted. In fact, Tyrone left yesterday, so the aspect that ban's been lifted. But she had told me when there, even there was a ban was implemented. Citizens, permanent residents, and the natural natives of the country could go. You could go.
Okay.
I heard that what they were doing.
Know.
Yeah. The you doing the restriction. I think you had to have a test that said you were negative to the virus. But I remember talking to Jacqueline, have to call today, too, and she said, we were talking. I said, well, I want you to start looking. This is back in April. Let's start looking at fares for December. I'm going to go back in December. And then when the restriction came up, we were talking, and she said, Doc, you know, by the way, that doesn't apply to you. Permanent residents, natives, and citizens are allowed to go back. So, we'll see. And I heard, too, that the president waived the need of a visa for Americans now.
That is correct, yes. That was under the previous administration, that there is no need for a visa for a tourist to go to Brazil. And let me give a pitch for Northeast Brazil and the state of Ceará, which is where Fortaleza is. The beaches, the food, the seafood. I mean, you're going to eat a snapper or a grouper that was swimming that morning. I absolutely loved the and now I'm a little bit of reminiscing here. You can go down and eat at the fish market, you know, and you pick out the fish you want and take it to the guy that's going to grill it or fry it, and go down there and sit down there and have a beer and enjoy yourself, and then they bring it to you. Boy, do I miss that! And that's Northeast Brazil. And it's a beautiful part of the country. So play that music. I love it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'm telling people, Doc Stanley's posting at Block Talk Radio. Network. Another good 15 minutes. Yeah, I remember my first time in Brazil, and I was working with the legendary Gloria Gaynor, the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy, and her husband, who was producer with Midi Astute, dealing with Maxwell Simon. And when I was road manager, he said, look, you know, you're going to be going to Brazil. You're going to like Brazil. Well, he was wrong. I love Brazil. And when we got there, he had told me, Stanley, take a tuxedo with you because you're probably going to go to an affair. And they had already notified the promoter, gentleman here with his mother and his uncle, Jessica Tomasio, that they wanted Glory to come to Carver's 10th anniversary affair. And by the grace of God, we're all great in one of the things come from. I had a couple of tuxedos because as a cop, I was working in this area, and I met a guy. He had a thrift shop. So, real, I think I paid like $10 for two tuxedos, you know. He liked me. Yeah, well, God bless me. That's who it was. And so we get there, and sure enough, they called Mr. Cotomacho. We're going to play an executive he had me, too. And he said, look, Tessio, we want Glory to come to the affair on Thursday. And they said, fellas, you know, look, it's the opening night. And I can understand Rodizio here. We have to leave the hotel about 5 today. That's can you come? We'll send a helicopter to pick you up. They sent the helicopter, landed on Gloria's suite. Okay. We walked up the stairs, got on the helicopter. Now we get to the affair. Roberto Carlos is there, just the lords of everybody. And
Roberto,
I'm taking a picture
Carlos.
With this lady. Taking
Roberto
and,
Carlos, wow.
Yeah, he was there. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance. Now, I saw, you know what? Where I saw Roberto Carlos perform live and free? I think on the beach of Fortaleza, about 2007, maybe 2008. Yeah, he did a free show on the beach for the inhabitants of Fortaleza. And this particular night, we didn't get a chance to meet him because we only could spend a good half an hour, 45 minutes there. And we're taking pictures. And I sat next to the lady. She's taking a picture with me. And she said, after the picture, says, excuse me, have you ever heard the song, The Girl Ipanema? I said, yes, in Doc Stanley, New York City. Yes, I have. She said, well, I am the girl, Eva Nieman. I met, her name is Helen Stone. I met the lady who they wrote the song for. And the guy took a picture for me and never get it. But I met the girl from Eva Nieman. So quick thought here. Hear that background?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. August.
Amazing.
Summer. Yeah. Christmas. Remember that? Temptations.
Yes. Well, you know, Brazil's got its problems, right? It's got a tremendous culture. A wonderful, wonderful place to visit.
And in our case, a wonderful place to live. Give me a quick minute here. Stevie Wonder, who gave a tremendous speech. I got to send that to you, too. But I did. Little birthdays this past week. President Obama celebrated the birthday. Patrick Ewing, one of the 50 greatest players, and by some seen as the greatest Nick of all time. At a birthday, Obama the 4th, Patrick on the 5th, Don King, later this month, celebrates a birthday. My niece Mayla on the 25th. I think she and Don King have the same birthday. And the month ends to my late father on the 29th. And the reason why I remember Michael Jackson's birthday, because it's the same day as my dad's. And my nephew, and also great jazz musician Charlie Parker, all on August 29th. My nephew Jay. And my godfather, John Francis Xavier Condon. So other people whose birthdays is today, Alex, the regional manager at Whole Foods this past week, celebrated another birthday. So we just take a time out to say happy birthday to you and all the other people. And Randy, hold on just a second, because when we leave, we always do a little music before we go. We take time to... Marvin Gaye has a song that, you know, we always close out with, and it's just kind of comes with a lot of things. Marvin Gaye has this to say before me and Randy go on our way today. Doc Stanley, sponsored at Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And without further ado, Marvin Gaye, come on and sing this song like you always do. Well, maybe I should. I was thinking about changing the day, but I think we'll go with Marvin. As you know, Marvin, I don't think Marvin ever entered in gospel. Randy, I was surprised to find out that Lou Rawls was a gospel singer.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
Lou Rawls was very close to Sam Cooke. They were very close, and he talked about. The night that Sam got killed, he said Sam came into visit him, and when he came in, the dog started barking at Sam, and when Sam picked up the baby started crying. He said, what's going on here? He said, the baby knows Sam. What's the baby crying for? And the dog knows Sam, too. And Sam told him, well, you know, I got to go meet some people. You want to come? And Lou said, nah, man, I'm going to stay here. He said, now, I wish I had a went because, as I see, the dog... And the baby, so deaf. Sam Cooke, the legend that'll always live. And Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way.
Question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares? Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
die. That is destined to die.
when I look at the world.
When I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
If I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
You ready to roll? Hey, Bonet. Running. And he was talking about the his show, Running. You ready to run in a little while? Just wanted to shout out once again to Monica and Evo. Monica, I knew you yesterday. He sent me a text about, did I see Corinthians play yesterday? And I said, without question. It's without question, they must have lost. And they did. You know, when she sent me the next text, it was Palmeiras had beat them. Because I'm a Corinthians fan because of the name. I mean, plays number one. So I had knew full well when she asked me that I see Corinthians play, that they must have lost. And they did. You know, Brazilians are very big, dedicated fans on their football, Randy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I have had a chance to meet you, great. Do you have a favorite football team over there, Randy?
I'm actually for the Ceará team, the Black.
Really? Okay.
And yeah.
Leave me.
Yeah,
so that's his show. Say something right here, okay?
Pardon me.
I got a chance. Dr. Eddie Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Saluting the Father of Fathers, Father God, and saluting all the fathers in Brazil. Today is Father's Day in Brazil, and me and Randy were talking about how, as Americans living in Brazil, we get two Father's Day, we get two Valentine's Day. And I got a chance to meet the great Pelé, Edson, named after Con Edison because his village was one of the first villages to get lights, and his father named him after Thomas Edison. And I've met him on a couple of occasions. In fact, the last time I saw him, we shook hands. Greatest football player ever. I have a book here, Encyclopedia of Soccer, as Americans call it, and when it got to his chapter, it said, simply the best. There's a funny commercial, I'm going to send it to you, Edson, where you see this guy walking toward, going past first class and going up to the bar area, and as he walks past, the guy says, that's him.
I said, no, that's him. He said, yeah. And I said, no, he looks a lot taller than his life was. Yeah. He said, wow, considered legend, you know, the greatest player ever. And you see Ronaldo, you know, trying to, you know, smile. He's listening over him. And then the guy says, you know, and 3 World Cups. So here he comes. And Ronaldo's like, 3 World Cups. And he turns to his right. It's Pelé. So I'm going to send you the friend of mine sent that to me. I'm going to also play real quickly some words from Deisio Cotamacio Jr., the promoter that I told you about, and also the gentleman that we are concerned about. He was the first person I worked with over there, but also just saluting him and for Father's Day and keeping him in prayer as he just lost his mother just, I think it was Wednesday. Hold on, Deisio.
Yes, Feliz Dia dos Pais.
Stai, Feliz Dia dos Pais. Understand, Stai? You hear me, Stai?
Where is Simon? He's a father too, you know? Okay, I will.
Excuse me, greetings.
Yeah, I have put you on my show picture.
About, Simon, he's talking about is Linwood Maxwell Simon, the former manager now of Gloria Gaynor. He was how we first met. As I told you, Mr. Simon befriended me as a rookie police officer. And then when I retired, he started to kind of work with me. And Brazil was one of the countries we visited, Venezuela, Spain, Colombia. It was a great job. And he introduced me to Deisio. He, too, became a father. And we just a second. Let me look music for you. Don't move. Randy, don't go.
Okay.
Coming, but I know the change.
his last great hit. And I've said, Randy,
yeah.
He said a change is going to come, but, Randy, it hasn't come yet.
Yes, it hasn't come yet. We are the change. We got to make the change.
I like that. I like that. I told Martin to send us a little message, so let's listen into what Martin had to say to us.
Hello, all. This is Martin from Chicago calling in, leaving a message from Brazil. It's Father's Day here today. I know it just passed in the States on the 8th of June. I wish everybody a blessed Sunday, and keep on playing. Keep on playing them sports.
Yeah, so we got him in here, too. We're getting ready to close up the day. Randy, just a true pleasure, man, and a direction that I really want the show to go in, especially on a Sunday. Enjoyed the service, enjoyed your sermon, and enjoyed you, and thank you for the pleasure and honor of having us on the show, and I always close out. Any closing thoughts, Randy, that you'd like to express and say?
Just be the light of the world. Be part of the solution. Light of the world.
Yeah, I like that. You asked a couple of things you talked about, and you talked about that too today, the light. It was a delight having you. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust in God Radio Network, getting ready to close it out for you here on a Father's Day Sunday, SID Sunday, to Father God, bom dia, gracias, and feliz dia de dos. For those who don't speak Portuguese, good day, thank you, and happy Father's Day. And
blessings for all of you.
Oh, thanks a lot. Randy, thanks for being with us. Dr. Stanley Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guardian Network. And we're closing out here now. Let's do our closing theme here real quick. Hold on, Randy, and then Larry Harsey will take us out. And
okay.
Here we go. Yeah, with Dr. Stanley and his of the Homestead Mennonite Church, salute Father God first today, and then all the great fathers of Brazil and America. Today is the second Sunday in August, it's Father's Day. SID is an in-depth, formative, educational, historical look at the world of sports. Not today, on Radio Legendary Show, but the radio show every day, diverging from both a daily and historical perspective, also both an in-depth look of the sports of our time, but two of the people and players and performers now and yesteryear. SID also brings a unique sports strategy and intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because it takes raw, God-given talent, and a true taste, a blessed mind filled with passion, determination, intellect, the belief of competing and accomplishing too. With the in-depth knowledge, urge intellect of Doc's iconic posse, also left to the world. Yep. Thanks for joining us once again, where we always broke the rumors, all the issues, and the truth. You can tell me a lot of things. What are you really saying? Truth stands on its own. Firm, erect. Imagine how early you can be and yet late. And how late you can be and yet so early. Loving somebody can be one thing. Loving that same somebody can be another. Needing help and seeking it can be a challenge. Wisdom and truth, a.k.a. Jules and Luigi's words of wisdom. Dr. King says, life's most persistent and most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Mom Ali says, service to others? Then you pay for your space on earth. I simply say from the bottom of my heart, I bless you all, trust in God. Dr. Kelly, what is that? Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Thanks for being with us.
Cool.
Trust in God. What is that? Blog Talk Radio. Trust in God Radio Network.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Larry Harvesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Randy, we thank you so much for being with us, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the support, and the strength.
Un prazer grande. Un prazer grande. A big pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Dr. Stanley, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, and the Trust in God and Eric, and our special guest today is Randy Nanatello from Florida, in the midst of the mist. God is already with you. Dr. Stanley Sports at Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Sports in Depth, Block Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network. I am my brother's keeper, Brother Clemente, and my brothers come in all colors. That's a Mandela. Life's most sensible, urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Dr. King. Service to others? Don't you pay your room on earth? Clemente, Mandela, Ali, Dr. King. Me, Doc Stanley, by my heart. Bless you all. Trust in God.